And we're back with Lois Ranget talking about her big nine-pointer she got this morning on opening day. Thank you for giving us a little more time.
No problem.
So are you you going to try and fill a second tag? You got two tags this year?
Yes, I do. After I shot, I sat and waited for everyone else to get out of the woods. I didn't want to mess no one up and didn't see anything, but me and my niece are going to go back out here in a little bit, and hopefully I get another shot at another really nice buck.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with that, of course. Could you kind of let people know the general area of the UP you were hunting? Not looking for any specific locations, just a general area.
Yeah, I've been hunting on the Garden Peninsula my entire life. I've only ever hunted one other place, but I prefer the Garden Peninsula, just the community down here. Everyone's so supportive. You know, when you get a deer, they're not all mean to you and like, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't have shot that deer. They're all, congratulations, that's a really nice deer. I love having that, you know, camaraderie around me all the time.
That's fantastic.
And it's not just during hunting season.
Yeah, I totally agree. I love my time I spend down in the Garden Peninsula. Of course, I'll give a plug for one of my favorite bars in the UP, Sherry's Port Bar in Fayette.
I love that bar.
Absolutely.
That's my favorite bar.
One of my favorites. So, all right, let's get to this story. So, tell me about your blind and how things kind of played out this morning.
Well, I got out here super late last night, and I almost didn't go out this morning because I was pretty tired. Only got a couple hours of sleep. But it was my niece's first time, so I got up and we went out. I was expecting it to be really cold this morning, but it was warm. There was no wind. So, we headed out, and I hunt this field. And it's kind of an odd setup. But our blind is just smack dab in the middle of the field. And there's like a horseshoe of hay bales behind it to protect it from the wind. And we got out there. We're sitting. And, it was early. I could just start making things out. And I saw a couple deer go running through. Then as it got lighter out, the wind started picking up a little bit. And I had just closed the window because I was starting to get cold. And I had a little four-point come running in chasing some does. So I was watching them, and I texted my stepdad and told him I had a four-point in chasing some does, and no sooner had I clicked send than I looked up, and all I could see was just wreck. My bait pile was at about 150 yards, and I could see plain as day that he was a shooter with no binoculars. I hurry up, and by the time I got the gun out the window, he was chasing the does directly towards me, coming at my blind, and at about 45 yards, I finally was able to get a shot off on him. You know, I bleated at him, got him to stop, and he gave me a quartering to-me shot, and I took the shot, and as soon as I shot, his front shoulders hit the ground. I immediately turned around and looked at my niece, and I was like, he's down, give me a high five. And she was just as excited as me, and that was her first time ever going hunting. She was so excited.
Oh, you planted the seed.
Oh, yeah, I definitely did. And he didn't even give me time to have buck fever after I shot. That's when it all hit me.
Wow, that's fantastic. Lois, hopefully you'll inspire not just your niece to want to take up hunting, but other women out there. So thank you so much for giving us your story and sharing it with us.
No problem. It was a fantastic story to share, and I plan on sharing it with more people.
Lois Ranget from the Garden Peninsula telling us her 9-point opening day buck story right here on The Outdoor Show.